Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, most of us like to have fun, and we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief. Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, and this soothing liquid speeds relief. Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
I don't know what time it is at your house, but it's 4:30 in the morning up here at Lake Wapahokee, where Mr. McGee and two of his friends are on a duck hunting trip. They're huddled around the table in their cabin right now having their breakfast.
More coffee, McGee? Herb? Still a couple of cups in the pot.
I'll take some more, Doc. Boy, I'm sleepy.
How about you, Herb? Coffee?
No, thanks, Doc. I'm too excited. Boy, I can't wait to get down there to that lake. I sure hope there's lots of ducks.
Yeah, we ought to get some good shooting, Herb. You just watch me, boy, and do like I do. You'll get ducks.
That you watch me advice is very sound, Herb. In fact, don't ever take your eyes off him.
Be a little hard to shoot ducks that way, won't it?
Well, when you're out with McGee and a loaded shotgun, there's a few little rules to remember. First of all, don't ever get in front of him.
Don't, huh?
No. I don't like anybody in front of me, Herb. Makes me nervous.
Oh.
Yes, it makes him nervous, Herb. And the first time he shoots right over your shoulder, I imagine it'll rattle your nerves a little, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't actually.
So remember, when we get into the duck blind, you and I stay behind him, see?
Right.
And when the ducks come in, watch it. Because if they sweep past us while he's shooting and he starts to pivot, don't mess around. Just fling yourself face down in the mud.
Flop down in the mud?
Oh, you'll get a little dirty, of course. But the dirt'll come off. If you don't throw yourself flat, the top of your head'll come off.
Oh, look who's talking. Ha! Don't worry about me, Herb.
Frankly, I'm worried about me.
Well, when we get out in that blind and get loaded up, you just keep your eyes on old Scattershot there. When he gets excited, he's murder.
More coffee, anyone?
Oh, thanks. When Doc starts shooting, he sprays that 12-gauge around like he was watering the lawn.
Ha! Well, don't worry. I'll watch both of you. Oh, but hey, shouldn't we get started, fellas? It'll be daylight in half an hour.
Yeah, come on, Blabbermouth. Get moving.
Okay.
We want to be down at that lake and all settled in the blind before it gets light. Put your dishes over there. We'll wash them later.
Yeah, well, here's mine. I'm going to go get some more shells out of the car.
Boy. Where'd I put my boots? Oh, on the bed. Oh, boy, I'm stiff all over. My back aches, too.
Well, it's no wonder you're stiff, sleeping in a chair all night with a shotgun in your lap. Why didn't you go to bed?
You heard them noises outside, Doc. My gosh, how you could sleep with a wild animal stalking around out there trying to figure some way to get in at us, I'll never...
Wild animal, huh? A pine tree creaks in the wind and he starts screaming for Clyde Beatty. Hand me my hunting vest, will you?
Here. And for your big fat information, wise guy, I didn't want to say anything about this in front of Herb, see? This being his first hunting trip and everything. And I didn't want to scare him. But there was a tremendous big animal out there last night. I think it was a bear.
Oh, stop it.
I'm telling you, Fatso, I seen it.
What?
I tried to wake you up for 10 minutes, but you were making so much noise snoring you couldn't hear it even thunder. So I finally took my shotgun and eased out the door. And out there through the trees, I seen its eyes glowing in the dark.
Oh, you probably
just... It was the giganticest thing I ever saw, Doc. It growled just once, like this. And I yanked the shotgun up and fired.
I suppose the shot just nicked his shoulder. The pain-crazed animal charged, and you finished him off with your hunting knife.
No, I missed.
Now I'm beginning to believe you. You think there really was something out there, huh? What was it, a cow?
A bear, probably. It took off when I shot, disappeared. So, I come on back in.
Oh, I don't think it. Hey, did you see any tracks outside there, Herb? McGee claims there was something outside the cabin last night.
Yeah, well, he's right. I was just going to tell you. Look what I found on the road out there.
You won't believe me, huh? What is it, Herb? A hunk of fur?
No, broken glass.
What?
You must have left your car lights on last night, Doc. Some dirty vandal took a pot shot at him and smashed both headlights.
What? McGee.
Oh, my gosh. Well, gee whiz, how'd I know what it was? Looked like a bear to me with them big eyes glowing.
Of all this stupid...
I'll pay for it. Well. Come on, Doc, let's get down to the lake. Them ducks will start moving at daylight. Come on, Herb, grab your gun. Quit fooling around. Let's go.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
You're late tonight, dear. We'll have to hurry or we'll miss the first show. Dinner's all ready.
Oh, you go ahead and eat, hon. I'm not hungry. Where's the Alka-Seltzer?
In the medicine chest. Are you sick, dear?
Well, not sick, but not exactly well either. Last time I felt like this, tired, achy, let down, Alka-Seltzer perked me up in a hurry. I didn't have to sit around all night nursing a headache.
Well, I'll keep your dinner hot. Maybe you'll feel like eating something before we leave.
By golly, if Alka-Seltzer works as fast as it did last time, I will.
Bill, why don't you keep Alka-Seltzer at the office?
Good thought. I'll get a package tomorrow.
Yes, Bill and millions of others take Alka-Seltzer to relieve a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness. Have you tried it? Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Watch the mud hole there, fellas. Come on.
Watch the brush there, Herb. Come on.
Sky's getting gray. It won't be long, huh? Gee, I hope we get some ducks. My wife will get a big kick out
of it. Well, here we are, guys. Here's the blind. Hey, this is swell.
Yeah, it's nice and dry.
Yeah.
Set the lunch down.
Boy, we're right on the edge of the lake. So this is how you build a duck blind, huh? Just brush and corn stalks and...
Yeah, just camouflage, that's all. Now, when the ducks come in to light on the lake, you see...
Hey, I see some already, I think. Way up there. Those little specks, look.
They're too high, Herb. Keep your head down, though. Don't let them see you. Got to keep ourselves hidden.
No, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You'll learn. Where's the shells?
Here, Doc.
Yeah, you'll learn, Herb. As soon as I find my duck call here, the next flight that comes over, I'll start calling and bring them down low, see?
Swell.
And when I blow it this time, Doc, don't slap me on the back and holler, look at him come. I nearly swallowed the dad rabbit thing the last time.
As I recall, I didn't holler, look at them come. I hollered, which way'd they go? You scared every duck in 20 miles. Sit down, Herb. We can shoot sitting and they won't see us.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of technique to this duck hunting, Herb. And anything at all you want to know, boy. Anything, you just...
Ask me. Right. I usually get the ducks for all of us.
Oh, is that so? Now, just a darn minute, Braggy. You seem to forgot who it was that shot the most ducks the last trip. 12 of them. It wasn't you, Fatso.
Wasn't you either. It was Mort Toops.
Hey, Fib, isn't that...
Okay, so it was Mort Toops. But who was next with 10 ducks? It wasn't you.
Fib?
It wasn't you either, Blabberhead. It was Fred Krupp.
Hey, fellas...
Yeah, but then who was next, wise guy? Aha, come on, admit it.
Fellas, hey, hold it.
Pipe down, Herb. Answer me, Fatso. Who was next? Who got the most ducks after Mort and Fred Krupp? Who?
Okay, it was you.
Darn right it was me. And I got a picture of that duck to prove it, too.
One duck. Big deal.
Well, somebody ought to shoot, so here goes.
Whoa, hey.
Hey, help. Holy shit.
I got one, Doc. Fib, I got one.
They're gone. My gosh, Herb, why didn't you warn us they were coming over? I'd have got 4 or 5 of them.
Well, I tried to, but you guys wouldn't shut up long enough.
That's a good shot, Herb. How do you like that guy? His first time out and he gets himself... Hey, watch it. Here comes some more. To the left. Low.
Shoot, fellas.
That's the old eye, Doctor. Got a pair.
Good shooting, Doc. I got another one.
Hey, why didn't you shoot, McGee? It was an easy shot.
If you will kindly remove your big fat carcass off of the box of shells, Butterbag, I'll load my shotgun. All the stupid places to set a tub of lard right on.
Now, don't shoot too fast, fellas. Look at him come.
I got one.
Missed.
I think you're leading him too far.
I think you're shooting behind him.
Sights must be crooked.
Oh, you'll get some ducks. Look, way down the lake. Here comes another flight.
Oh, there must be a million of them. They're heading right this way.
Now keep your head down. We won't shoot this time. You take them, Sonny. You'll murder them.
Oh, gee, thanks, Doc. Boy, I'll let them get so close I can't miss them. Hey, they're turning away. They went up.
Something scared them.
Howdy, gents. Good morning. Howdy.
Oh, who the heck are you, bud? Come busting in here scaring away the ducks. We're trying to hunt here.
Well, now, I didn't figure you were fishing, young fella. My name's Cloppinger, special county game warden for this lake only. I have to see your hunting license.
Mm.
Oh, well, fortunately...
If you've got licenses, and if you ain't, I'll have to haul you up in front of Justice Peterson. Have to confiscate your ducks, too. I hope you got some mallard hens. They're my favorite. Nice.
Here's my license, warden, right here.
Yeah, here's mine, warden.
And here's mine, bud.
Hmm. Brand new one, huh? Well, shucks, can't win every time, I guess.
No. Now, if you don't mind, you're scaring the ducks away standing here gabbing.
Caught a fella hunting without a license last week, though. 4 ducks he had, canvasbacks. My wife stuffed them with sage dressing, like a turkey.
Sounds fine. Now, if
had
you
Judge
don't...
Peterson over for dinner. Got a mighty fine tooth for roast duck the judge has.
Yeah?
Only fella I know that can bite into a roast duck and tell you if it's canvasback or sprig. Claims the sprig are a little gamier, the judge claims.
Hey, look. Would you get your head down, warden? There's another flock of ducks coming this way, and...
Hey, look at them come. Stay down, fellas. Quiet.
Well, I gotta get along. Left the judge back there.
Hey, judge! See where you are. They got licenses. We'll try the other side of the lake, judge.
Look at the ducks.
Gone.
A mile high.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now, relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, headache, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in colds. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Ah, boy, I knew I'd get the range on them ducks if I stayed with it long enough. Look at that.
We really scored this time, didn't we?
Gee, I've had a wonderful time. Been a great trip.
Sure be glad to see Molly tomorrow, though.
Hey, we better get an early start. No headlights, you know.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, fellas.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan, Herb Travis by Parley Bear, and the Game Warden by Jess Kirkpatrick. Well, all things must come to an end, so our friend's duck hunting excursion will come to an end tomorrow. But be on hand to witness the happy homecoming. This is John Wall saying goodbye for now.
Weekdays, follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations. Please follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.